There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. According to online safety campaigners, anti-Semitism has increased on Twitter since Elon Musk's takeover. This is contrary to a recent tweet from Musk claiming that such activity is on the decline. The Center for Countering Digital Hate, a non-profit British organization, says that Musk's tweet is based on tweets which are seen and not entire postings, many of which are not read. The center has found out in its own research that tweets containing racist and offensive content has risen alarmingly since Musk's takeover, adding that there is a notable consistent posting of the N-word, homophobic and transphobic references. CCDH Chief Executive Imran Ahmed says Musk is not doing enough to keep the platform safe, adding that he has failed to meet his own self-proclaimed standards to clamp down on such bigotry. Following recent anti-Semitic behavior from celebrities, prominent political figures, and sport personalities, Jewish-American actress Natalie Portman has voiced concern at the rise of such behavior and has sent out a message which promotes a collective love to combat hatred and anti-Semitism. She went on to say that the re-emergence of anti-Semitism makes her heart drop and that she sends out her extra love to her fellow Jews. She also thanked those who continue to speak up against anti-Semitism and against all forms of racism. According to the Anti-Defamation League, anti-Semitic incidents have risen in the United States from 2020 to 2021. 2,217 incidents such as harassment, vandalism, and assault were recorded in the country last year compared to 2,026 in 2020, which is a 34% increase and the highest number ever recorded since the league began tracking anti-Semitic cases in 1979. The Abraham Accords continue to prove their worth, and during a forum held at the Bahrain Economic Development Board last night, President Isaac Herzog announced that an expanded business delegation from Israel will soon visit Bahrain to promote economic expansion and cooperation. Herzog hailed the historic meeting as a great honor to be in Bahrain, thanking everyone for their hospitality and vision of unleashing the positive energy from the Abraham Accords for the benefit of the two nations. The president, along with an Israeli economic delegation, arrived in Bahrain yesterday to expand on economic interests and relations between the two countries. He has now landed in the United Arab Emirates to attend a space conference where he hopes to establish further contact and dialogue with the Arab world. Focusing on Southern Africa now, and Cape Town, South Africa will host another bumper edition of the Jewish Literary Festival to be held in March next year. Organizers are pleased that this event will this time involve person-to-person interaction, as the last function held in 2020 during lockdown took place online. The 2023 festival will be the fourth since its 2016 introduction and offers a comprehensive day of presentations and dialogue for Jewish literature, culture, and discussion. The festival specifically showcases authors, poets, illustrators, journalists, writers, and educators who have a Jewish connection or who are engaged with subjects of Jewish interest. The event is expected to host many renowned local authors and from abroad, such as UK novelist Louisa Traeger, who released her new novel Mad Woman this year, and renowned local investigative journalist Janine Lazarus. And she's known as TikTok's non-Jewish nanny, who wanted to become an orthodontist, is now a fashion influencer, a budding opera singer, and goes on auditions. Well, despite all these objectives in her life, at 25 years old, Christian-raised Adriana Fernandez is more famous for looking after Orthodox Jewish children, and her Florida-based activities are now capturing widespread attention on Instagram and TikTok. Her postings highlight learning about Jewish life and has so far attracted 20,000 followers and is still growing. She is regarded as inspiring relief and inspiration compared to anti-Semitic and hate acts which dominates the news lately. Fernandez continues to learn more about Jewish culture whilst babysitting and in turn shows how she teaches the importance of it to the children. Well, her efforts are being commended by the Jewish community for embracing and promoting other cultures. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.